Hello.
Good morning. May I speak with Hector Santos?
This is him.
Hi, Hector. This
Is this
is Valerie.
Valeria?
This is
All
Valeria
right.
speaking. Yes, from admissions. How are you today?
I'm fine. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking, Hector. Okay, I'm calling you to confirm with you the schedule and to help you to set up the HHA exchange app in your cell phone, okay?
All right. Is there an application that I have to upload?
Yes, in your cell phone to clock in and
Okay.
clock out.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to figure something out here. Couple questions I have because this has come up, and I just called Monica because I was trying to get a hold. I didn't know who to speak to. I went online. Someone from your office has sent me an email for a company called ExcelForce, and I guess that's part of what y'all have, that I can look up information about myself within your company.
Right, that's the platform where you can check your pay stubs, your taxes info.
Okay, so I went on there. I just wanted to process this. So I went on there, and I set everything up. It didn't allow me to my own username. I had to use whatever y'all gave, and which is fine. And then I logged into it. Then I got off, but then I went to log back in again. I just entered ExcelForce.com, and I don't know if there was a special link, but I just entered ExcelForce.com. And when I did, it asked for a company code. So I don't know how that works, but I don't know. Usually it just asks for a username and a password. But not only did it ask for that, but it also asked for a company code. So I don't know if that's, if I was in the wrong link or what, but it was just, it just, whatever it was, it was. Also, the issue came up because, and I've spoken to Allison, who I was dealing with at first there. I've spoken to multiple people within your organization about an issue that we have. Mr. Scott, who's I'm going to be his caretaker, where he resides at, he has no internet, no Wi-Fi service. Okay? Logging in and out from where he's at, there's no way that I can do it over my phone. And the only reason I know this is, obviously I've known Scott for some time, and I've been helping him out for many years now. So it's not something new, not something different. We contacted Ms. Nisha Floyd, who's the insurance coordinator from the actual UPMC. And someone from your office has apparently reached out to her, too, about the same issue. Because I asked her, I said, is it possible that I can have Scott with me and log in from my home? Mm-hmm. Log in and out from my home. And she says, well, that's up to you and the company. That's not our decision to make. If you guys work it out, then that's fine. But that's for you to handle that with Sam, with you guys, which is fine. So I'm just trying to find out what is the best thing going forward, because where he lives at, he lives over top of a bar restaurant. He doesn't have a hard line. A landline. My apologies. Mm-hmm. So he lives in an efficiency. He doesn't have a landline. It's like there's still parts of the I know it's hard for people to believe, but there's still a lot of parts in the United States that are like this. So, and a lot of people that live like this. So anyways, there's not a landline, and to get internet access is virtually impossible where he lives at. So all I was trying to do is to, I've been helping this man out for many years before we did all this. So all I'm trying to do is, how do I handle this? And it's easier for me to log in and out from my home where he'll be at than it is virtually impossible for me to do it from where he lives at. So I'm just trying to get that resolved as well, along with this application that we need to upload and all of that other stuff.
Okay, so the thing is that the internet. There's no internet. It's too bad there.
Correct.
Okay.
He doesn't, there's no internet.
Your internet, I mean your cell phone internet and has got internet.
None of my phone does not operate in his area at all. And he uses his phone, but it's very limited. So
Okay.
I might even have to buy another phone
Mm-hmm.
to try another company to see if at all it works in that area. And I don't know that I, you know what I mean? I don't know that that's really not something I really wanted to do. But I have no access through my cell phone at his property at all. I have AT&T, and my AT&T does not operate at all. Like anytime I go to his to see him, to hang out with him at his location, my phone goes dark.
Okay, got it. In that case, until to get a resolution or any option for you, there's three ways to clock in and clock out, Hector. The first one, the app. The second is the landline, and the third is the FOB. Is a little device that doesn't need like internet. You just need to call from any cell phone, can be yours or Scott on phone, and mark some options like number one, number two, and that's it. You can clock in and clock out. It's a little device that the agency can send to the patient's home.
Okay, but the so it's a device that gets sent to him.
It's a device that we can send to him, yes.
And what do you do with that device? How do you what is it a phone or what is it?
It's a device that you just press a button and it shows you a code. You enter that code on the cell phone, any cell phone or any phone, and that's it. You clock in and clock out with the code
All
that the
right, but that's
device display.
okay, but that's the problem. We can, if I don't have phone service, how can I clock in and out when I don't have phone
And that
service?
code doesn't have also phone service there.
Say what?
I know that you don't have service there, but what about
Right.
Scott?
Scott can call in and out, but that's what at the minimum what he has. So I guess we're gonna have to
Okay,
try
that
something
works.
because we're gonna have to try something because ultimately, we gotta do something's gotta because I don't right now. I'm bringing a situation to y'all attention so that y'all are aware of it because ultimately that's the problem. I don't have a way to clock in and out. So if there's a resolution that we can come up with, great. No problem. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, then we're going to be calling you guys, letting you know that it don't work. And what else can we do?
Okay, if you said that Scott, if he can just call from his cell phone, that works. Okay? To use the
What do
little
you mean, call
device.
from his cell phone?
Because he needs to call a number from his cell phone to use the device. Okay?
Okay. I
Okay.
is this so this device you're mailing out, is that what you're saying?
Yes, I need first to let know to HR department to find out if we can send the device, okay? And I will keep you posted and also to
Okay.
Scott.
All right, because because I'm supposed to be logging in and out this weekend,
The
so
Saturday, yes, from 9 to 5. Yeah. Okay, I'm
it's
going to ask and I would let you know, okay? If
Okay.
we not mail to you the FOB, I mean to Scott the FOB. I'm going to send to you right now the timesheet in case you need it, okay?
You're gonna send me what exactly? I'm sorry, it's hard to hear you. What was it? Were you gonna send me?
The timesheet is the document where you put the hours that you worked it.
Okay. How are you gonna do that? Are you gonna email that or
Yes,
how?
and
So
it's
I
an
know where to look.
electronic form. You
Okay.
can fill it out from your home.
Okay, is it oh, so do you, oh my God, what question?
Can
Do
I
you have
get
my
to your
email?
email? Yes, I have your email and your
Yeah.
phone number, this one. Do you want me to send to you the links by email or text message?
Do it by email because that way I can get on the computer and then, I mean, whatever. Can you send it both ways or no?
Not yet. I'm going to send to you in a couple of minutes. It's
Okay.
hsantos3030@yahoo.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, Hector, do you
And
have
this,
any another question?
no, and just the question I have is this a, and this is for me to log in this weekend, is that what you're saying? Log in and out?
The what?
Is this email that you're sending for me to be able to log in and out?
Is to fill it out a timesheet. The timesheet is used when the caregiver cannot clock in and out.
Oh, so I can use that to clock in and out.
Yes, it's an option in emergency cases. In case you cannot
Okay.
do it this weekend, this coming weekend, you should
Yeah.
fill it out the timesheets. The Saturday from
Yeah,
9 to 5 and Sunday from 9 to
yeah. Yep.
5:30.
Yeah. All right. That's fine, because that's probably what we'll need to use. You said you're going to find out from whomever about this particular item that you have to send to us.
Yes,
And then
I need to
that.
request the FOB.
Right. And then that FOP, whatever, is just, it's at his house or he has it connected to his phone.
Should be in the same place on your house. In
Okay.
the same place. Can
So.
be in the kitchen or a door. Always in the same place. And you just press the red button. The screen display 8-digit numbers, and you call the phone number that I'm going to provide to you from patient's
Yeah.
phone, and that's it. You clock in and clock out.
And so the phone call, all it does is, do we have to press buttons or what?
Yes, once I receive the do you receive the
Okay.
FOB, I'm going to send to
You
you
give me
the
the full
instruction.
instructions.
Sure,
Okay. All right.
yes.
That's fair. That's fair. I guess I'm asking questions before they get answers. So yeah, I got it. Once that is decided, you'll give me the full process so I understand it. Okay,
Yes.
all right. All right. I guess I'll wait to hear back from you then. And then we'll go from there.
Okay, Hector, if you have any another question, you can call me, text
Yeah.
me, or email me, okay?
Yep. We're just at this point, all we're doing is waiting on the increased hours and stuff like that to come from the insurance company. So that's
Okay.
all we're waiting on because we requested the problem was why he got 16.5 hours was when he was asked directly by the representative, and he's older, so he didn't answer it properly. He just said, however many you guys can give me. Instead of saying a specific number, he just said something like to that regard. That's why they gave him the 16 and a half. So when we contacted back, we requested 65 hours. And so they're reviewing everything, and then we're waiting on a response from that.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
Okay,
So it's
understand.
possible that the hours will increase.
Will be increased.
Yeah, and then when we do that at that point in time, then we'll make it all applicable together and however we want to schedule this because there may, you know what I mean? We'll go from there.
Okay, got it. If I receive any notification about the increase, I will let you
Yes.
know, okay?
Thank you very much. We truly appreciate that.
Thank you to you, Hector, for your time. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.